Team USA took the gold medal last night at Harbour Center when they edged Canada 3-2 in overtime in the championship of the IIHF Women's U18 World Championship. Covering that game for the Buffalo News was sports writer Amy Mortz. She joins us by phone this morning. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Jay.
All right, Amy, take us inside Harbour Center last night. Overtime between these two rivals who have dominated the sport. Give us the scene. Tell us all about it.
You know, it was such an exciting game. It was everything that a U.S.-Canada final you expected it to be. The crowd was actually about 50-50. It was about half Canadian, half American, which surprised some of the American players after the game, actually. And tensions were high. Canada took a lot of penalties in that third period. They go into overtime, and overtime in the gold medal game is a whole. It's like the NHL in the playoffs. It's a whole other period. It's a sudden death goal, but they clear the ice, and they put a fresh 20 on the clock, and not even a minute into the overtime, it was Jinsey Dunn who just snapped a shot from the slot and gave the U.S. the win. And it was just an electric atmosphere in that building last night.
In some ways, it seemed like this tournament maybe got off to a slow start in terms of how it was being embraced locally. But as it went on, it got more and more exciting and more attention. What was maybe the overall fan reaction throughout the tournament?
You know, I think that a tournament like this, it's going to have a slow build-up. The pre-sale is not going to be, it's going to be friends and family. And then as people saw the teams come in, the teams practiced here a week before the tournament. So that kind of created a little low-level buzz. And then people started to snatch up tickets. I think that starting the tournament with U.S.-Canada playing in the first day of the preliminary round really sort of kicked the tournament off. And the community immediately saw what was going on with women's hockey, what was going on with this tournament. And everybody around from other countries, from USA Hockey, they were very impressed with the city of Buffalo, and not just the presentation that they put on, but the way the community really embraced the event and embraced the sport.
I know you cover hockey all over Western New York. You cover college hockey, you cover the Sabres, of course, and then you got a chance to cover this event. Now, maybe can you just maybe differentiate, you know, what the women's game would you see in that, and maybe what we might see on a given night in the NHL?
It's completely different, obviously, from NHL hockey. It's very akin to if you watch men's college hockey. It's very similar to that. The pace is very fast. It's very emotional. It's a very emotional level of play. Like I said, it's very fast. It's high skilled. You get more consistency, I think, throughout this tournament of quality of play. The NHL it's a long season. It's a pro season. Some nights the games aren't as good as others. Some nights the officiating isn't as good as others. And while Canada may have some discrepancies with how they feel the game was officiated last night, overall it's very consistent in the officiating, at least throughout this women's tournament.
Amy Moritz of the Buffalo News, thanks very much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Jay.